It is official now. India has successfully delayed community transmission. However, it is not inevitable, says the Indian Council of Medical Research. Let's talk about the situation in India. I'm Sneha Moldani, I cover health, and I have been on this story ever since China spoke about the mysterious Wuhan pneumonia that later came to be known as COVID-19. Listen in first. So has India, looking at the pattern of the virus, delayed community transmission, would you say that?
Absolutely. Okay. We have delayed. If you see, other countries started late, and you can visualize the scene that is being described everywhere.
However, efforts should continue to stick to rules when it comes to the lockdown. Even one person making a mistake can ruin the collective effort, says the government. Also, when I spoke with Dr. Raman Gangakhedkar, top Indian Council of Medical Research scientist, on how much are we testing and if we are testing enough even now, he said, we are testing up to 2,000 samples a day. It is unfair to say we are not testing enough, is what he says. He's also said that comparisons should not be made with South Korea, where cluster outbreak was reported. India, meanwhile, has reported cluster outbreaks in Rajasthan, in Maharashtra, and in a few other places. A cluster outbreak is when a group of people get an infection. It's a large number of people. However, the source of infection is identified. Also, a quick word on hydroxychloroquine. The government of India has banned the export of this drug and also has made it a Schedule H1 drug, which means it is not available over the counter now. It has to be sold on a prescription. Meanwhile, the Indian Council of Medical Research has also spoken about the fact that the medicine used, the pill containing two HIV drugs that was touted as a potential treatment for the novel coronavirus, was not effective in patients with severe COVID-19 infection. This after a study done in China concluded the same. India, remember, has used the combination drug in a handful of patients as well. Remember, 85% of cases of COVID-19 have minor symptoms. It is mild illness in most people. And there is no reason to panic. Just about 5% of the people require intensive care unit support. There is every reason to exercise caution though. This period is crucial, is what the government says. As always, please follow the lockdown rules well. This is for you, this is for your well-being. This is for your family's well-being and this is for the community's well-being. You must continue to exercise utmost respiratory hygiene. There is no reason to panic and every reason to be alert. Do be careful. Thanks for joining.